Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Let me set up the baseball locals for tonight after they had Monday off, of course. Yanks will begin a 6-game road trip through Kansas City and Boston, first of 3 with the Royals this evening. We got pregame coverage 7:10 here on the Fan and the Free Odyssey app. Good pitching matchup. Max Fried and 25-year-old rookie left-hander Noah Cameron. How about this for the start of a big league career? 5 starts, 2-1 with a 0.85 ERA and a WHIP that's even lower. You know, he's completed at least 6 innings in each start.
And maybe he'll throw great today, especially I guess the Yankees probably haven't seen him yet, but every time the Yankees play the Royals, it's like, eh.
True.
As good as, like, even when Seth Lugo last year came into Yankee Stadium with an ERA of, like, you know, 1.5,
yeah,
the Yankees handled him no problem. And, you know, but we'll see.
Well, this guy's off to a good start, and you're right. We'll see if he can do the same against the Yankees tonight. I'll get to the Mets in a minute. Yanks will begin the night with a 4-game lead atop the division with the Blue Jays and the Rays. They're now tied for second place after Tampa Bay beat the Red Sox at Fenway Park Monday 10-8 in 11 innings. I don't know if you guys saw any of this. There were some questionable ball strike calls that went against Boston.
Shocking.
Late in the game. You also had the big league debut of one of the top prospects in the game. That was 21-year-old Roman Anthony, who went 0-for-4 with a walk, a strikeout, an RBI, and an unfortunate play for him in right field where he overran a ball right under his glove and led to a run. So that was a little uncomfortable for him, but, you know, it's the first of many that he will hopefully play for them up there in Boston. The Mets are down in D.C. to visit the Nationals. Griffin Canning opposed by Mackenzie Gore. That's a 7:10 first pitch on Odyssey Mets Radio. Mets 4 games clear of the Phillies, who did finally snap their 5-game losing streak with an 11-inning home win over the first place Cubs.
He kicks in the pitch. Swing and a drive. Center field and deep. Crow Armstrong going after it. It won't matter. It lands at the base of the wall. JT is home to score. And the Phillies have won it.
That's Phillies radio. Mm. Brandon Marsh with the game winner. Bottom 11, 4-3, the final score there. And the Braves also won 7-1 over the Brewers in Milwaukee to snap their 7-game skid.
Yeah, it's funny because they were both, it was 5-7 for the two teams. And you're thinking the Mets are off. They'll probably pick up another half game on these teams. And the fact that they're playing the Cubs and the Brewers, you figure take care of business with the Nationals and you can really extend this lead. And they both win.
That's right.
That's baseball.
There you go. A couple of other highlights from the Monday baseball action in Anaheim. This Denzel Clark with his latest outrageous catch.
Now the 1-0 pitch to Nolan Schanuel, left-handed hitter, fly ball left center. Denzel going back, nearing the track, at the track, right to the wall, leaping, climbing the wall. Did he catch it? He did!
Wow. Are you kidding?
You can't believe what this kid is doing in center field.
Yeah.
He got himself suspended on top of the wall and brought it back for out number 2.
That is Griffey and Bo Jackson-like.
I mean, it's as good as you'll see.
That's awesome.
Really. And there's a great still shot of him, like the guy just said on A's radio, basically hanging on the top of the wall so that he doesn't flip over with the ball in his glove.
Wow.
Incredible play, though. The Angels did end up winning that game 7-4. That was in the bottom of the first, so quite the electric start.
I would say so.
To that game out there last night. Here was Clark talking about it afterwards. A little understated, probably because they lost the game, but kind of very matter of fact about it.
Just timed it up. I found my distance between the wall. Just did what the ball told me to do. Just go up there and get it.
Gotta listen to the ball. go up there and get it. That's what he did.
I know they make it look easy, but that is so difficult. I mean,
yeah.
And watching Major League Baseball on a night-to-nightly basis, I get it. They make double plays look routine and simple. You see a lot of the flips from the glove to the bare hand and the throws. But plays like this, to A, be able to track it, B, to be able to find the wall, C, to climb the wall and still find the...
And then not flip over it with
amazing.
All the momentum. And he was the guy that made the play, I think, last week where he crashed into the wall and somehow held on to the ball going into left center field.
Incredible.
And some, it looked like one of those plays where he had to have been injured or concussion.
Yeah.
And
here he is. Yeah.
So
that's pretty good. That might be... That could be play of the year.
I would think so.
I know it's against the Angels. It probably doesn't matter all that much, but just... On a sheer play basis, that might be the best play of the season.
He reaches way over the wall.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Incredible. Lastly, interleague action in Phoenix. Mariners and Diamondbacks tied at 4 in the 11th. Bases loaded for Arizona's Josh Naylor.
The pitch, swing, high fly ball, deep right field, can zone, back, this is gone! Walk it off! A grand slam for Naylor! A game saver!
Diamondbacks radio, and when I tell you one of the slowest home run shots you'll ever... I mean, it started as a walk. I mean, that ball was in the stands, and he wasn't even halfway down the first baseline. And even the trot after that was just very slow,
yeah.
Methodical. Even when he got to home plate, they were ready to celebrate him, but he was sort of just like, okay, whatever. 8-4 for the Diamondbacks over Seattle. So some interesting games that went on last night, even though we had nothing going on here with the locals.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Off night for the NBA Finals to the NHL on center stage with Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final, and the defending champion Panthers back on home ice certainly had their way with the visiting Oilers.
A breakaway, LaRusso-Reinen hands it on, Bennett scores! Top shelf, and the Panthers take a 4-1 lead with 12:34 to go here in the second. What a shift for playoff Sam! The Panthers lead by a trio!
It's an excited Panthers radio now.
It was a mouthful.
That highlight picked it up from the breakaway. That's what we're seeing on TV. But in the defensive zone, he laid out a couple of Edmonton players.
Is that where all the fights came from later? Because of the...
I wouldn't say specifically that play. I think it was the Oilers were getting spanked, and they decided, we're going to try and let you know, we're going to be there for game four. And then, the Panthers said, we're going to beat you on the scoreboard and in the battle of wills. So they ended up about 140 penalty minutes between the two teams in a 6-1 Panthers win. And you get a look at some of it now. A lot of slashes and, you know,
Jesus,
face washing. And there was a sort of an all, you know, all line brawl at one point there about
midway
halfway
through the third
period. Yeah. So Yeah, I think that's just Edmonton trying to let them know that they're not going to just stand down for game four. But the defending champs certainly have the upper hand right now, and the series lead 2-1. 14 goals for Bennett now in these playoffs. He's an impending free agent, so TNT wanted to talk to Panthers head coach Paul Maurice about that a bit during their in-game interview with him shortly after the goal we just heard, and here was part of that exchange.
Well, he's so good all over the ice, but he doesn't cheat the game for the two goals, right? He's under pucks and does all the hard right things, and that's just who he is.
I don't think his agent's going to have to work that hard this summer, but I'll move on.
A horrible attitude. I think he's got bubonic plague.
I see what you're doing.
Denang fever. He's got a whole bunch of things. We're not sure he can be cured.
And that's what makes Maurice great. He's sort of got that dry, deadpan response. He did something similar before the game. They were asking him about Barkov and how he only had 1 point in the series so far. And he's just like, yeah, we're going to trade him. You know, so he's having fun.
It's funny, before you played that, I thought it was going to go the other way. Like, you're asking me about free agency now when we're in the middle of a game, but that's actually light.
He's pretty good. He's pretty good at handling such matters on the fly. It does help when your team's winning the game comfortably.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly how it went for them last night. Multiple stories, but specifically the New York Post confirming this mutual interest between the Knicks.
All right.
You're not interested in this.
No. And we're going to talk about it coming up a little while. But the idea, he got a mutual interest. I can't in my right mind wrap my head around the fact that the Mavericks are going to be like, yeah, go ahead. I just don't see it. But we'll see.
Well, I would imagine there'd have to be compensation attached if they're going to go through with that.
Nico Harrison is the most hated man in the state of Texas right now.
Okay.
Sports-wise.
But he's got Cooper Flagg coming.
I understand. So. I get it. But then now all of a sudden, we'll talk about it. But yeah, we'll see.
Did you see Stephen A. Smith's comments about wanting Mark Jackson to get the Knicks job?
I did not.
All right. So he said, quote, "This man was responsible for building Golden State before Steve Kerr was brought in and took over and piggybacked off of that."
Oh.
Now, Mark Jackson certainly was a part of, became of the Warriors, but with his ouster, they really hadn't had any playoff success. And then Kerr came in and the dynasty was born. So it seemed a little unfair to Steve Kerr the way in which that was positioned.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the same way people would say Phil Jackson, you know, didn't build the Bulls. He had Michael Jordan. They say the same thing with Kerr, with Steph Curry, and he had Durant and Klay Thompson.
Maybe didn't
and
build them,
Green.
But as far as taking them to the next level and being able
There's
to have
There's still people
the
that
success.
Say the Yankees were great because of Buck, not because of Joe Torre. So that's not
true.
You know, it's kind of very similar.
Fair enough. Just a little college baseball note for you. Murray State beat Duke 5-4 in a winner-take-all championship game in the Durham Super Regional to advance to the Men's College World Series. I saw a cool nugget on them. Let me see here if I have
it. If someone right now turned on the TV and said, look at Al, Eddie, CeeLo, Jerry, and Danny.
Mm-hmm.
There's one person in this room that actually watched the college baseball game last night. Pick which one.
I know which one.
Oh, so do I.
Yes.
This
but
one.
But what I wanted to bring up is they were talking about how Murray State is one of this, you know, this great stories that they play in a stadium, a field that holds like 800 people,
mm-hmm.
and the head coach cuts the grass himself there.
Wow.
And now they're
Dan
going
Skirka.
To College
That's
World
Dan
Series.
Skirka,
there you
yeah.
go. And you got a number of number four seeds that made it this year. So a lot of kind of unheralded programs or teams that weren't expected to get there.
Did you see the video of the maintenance crew at Oakmont?
You're talking about the local barbers that were given a fade to the fringe?
Yes, I did see that, but I mean the crew, they have walking mowers.
Okay.
And they go kind of like, you know, when they drag the field in unison at the major league stadiums, there are like four or five of them and they all go at the same time.
Like a Yankee Stadium, they do the YMCA.
Yes. So this is like 24 guys, 25 guys with hand mowers walking at the same pace in stride. And at one point, they show you around the bunkers. One guy's got to hold the mower up with his hand, right hand, left hand up on the top side as he's, because it's, you know, basically downhill.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
The place is in ridiculous.
Pristine.
Yeah. Now, there's been a lot of talk about the rough, obviously.
Of course.
Which it's going to be interesting. I mean, forget them showing where the balls, you've seen some of the swings
yes,
these guys
I have
taken?
Seen.
I mean, having a hard
time. Some of the
balls
going sideways,
the ball.
Right under.
So,
yeah.
It's going to be interesting. Some of the, it's cool in this day and age that a lot of the players will take to social media and give sort of like a behind the scenes look on what it's really like. And a lot of them are saying how this is the hardest course they've ever played or seen. So
sit the fairway.
Should be interesting. And real quick, you got Jets mandatory minicamp getting underway today. First of three sessions. The Giants will be next week. So we'll keep an eye on anything coming out of Florham Park as they get together for their last gathering before training camp begins next month.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.